Are you obsessed with Los Angeles? Head over heels in love with the City of Angels? Well, this is the podcast for you. At Life Hacks LA, we hack the best in arts, eats, and activities in Los Angeles. So join us and become an LA hacker. What's up, LA Hackers? This is your host, Stefan, welcoming you back to another episode of the Life Hacks LA podcast, where we hack the very best of Los Angeles. Okay, guys, we have another great one for you today because we are getting a behind-the-scenes peek into one of the most iconic locations in our city, the Getty Center. If you're familiar with the Getty, you know it's a spectacular cultural center for the city of Los Angeles with a huge campus that holds priceless artifacts and works of art. And it's also on top of a huge mountain and features some of the most breathtaking views you can get anywhere in the city. Well, the Getty Center is celebrating its 25th anniversary right now in 2022, so we thought it would be the perfect time to have a guest on from the Getty to share all the history, the background, and secrets of this incredible landmark. Our guest today is Brittany, who is a longtime marketing manager at the Getty. She's going to share so many amazing tips and hacks and history of this fabulous museum. It's going to make you want to drop what you're doing and plan another trip right now. Well, she is also going to share some of the best times to go, how to get the best pics of the Getty, some of the special celebrations they have going on for that 25th anniversary, and so much more. And also, the Getty has another awesome location. It's called the Getty Villa. It's in the Pacific Palisades. And people don't talk about it as much as the Getty Center. So Brittany's also going to share some of the history there with the Getty Villa and some of the reasons why you need to plan a trip to this amazing gem as well if you haven't been. After the interview, make sure you come back where I'll share my own little Getty hack with you. Until then, enjoy this interview with Brittany from the Getty Center. What's up, LA Hackers? Welcome our guest today, Brittany from the Getty Center. How are you doing today, Brittany?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Fantastic. I'm super excited to talk to you because, like many people, the Getty Center is one of my favorite places in Los Angeles. But before we talk about the Getty, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Where are you from originally and how did you make your way to LA?
Sure. I grew up in Southern California. I'm from San Diego originally. I went to school at UCSB. And I moved back to San Diego for a few years, but LA really always called to me. The art scene in LA has always been really vibrant and growing, and there's always something to do here. So I ended up in LA in about 2015, originally because I took a job at the Autry Museum of the American West in Griffith Park, but I've loved it here so far.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I love that museum. I used to go down there when I lived in Burbank. And if there was any city I'd live in rather than LA, it would be San Diego. I absolutely love San Diego.
Same. I know. I feel like if I wasn't from there, I probably would still be there. But you know how that
is. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I'm actually going down there next week. But let's get into the Getty Center a little bit. So it's one of the most beloved and iconic locations in Los Angeles with good reason. And both tourists and locals love it. Can you share what your role is and how you work with them?
Sure. I'm a marketing project manager in our communications department. So I just work to get the word out about all the wonderful exhibitions, events, and experiences the Getty has to offer.
Yeah, and you guys have some awesome events, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But, you know, the Getty's already amazing to visit, and then you guys also have these special events. So we'll talk about that a little later as well. But there's still people out there, believe it or not, who probably haven't heard of the Getty. Maybe they haven't been there yet, or they haven't visited LA yet. Can you give a brief explanation of what the Getty is and its history?
Sure. We have two physical locations in Los Angeles. So one in Brentwood and one in the Pacific Palisades, formerly Malibu. But the Getty is really more than a museum. Our mission is to advance and share the world's visual art and culture for the benefit of all. I know that sounds really lofty. But beyond our two museums, we have a conservation institute, a foundation, a research institute. And we really work to share art with Los Angeles and work on projects around the world and advance the understanding of visual arts. So yeah, we want art for all.
And it's only been around, I mean, this is your 25th year anniversary, so it's only been around 25 years. So how did it start? I understand it came from J. Paul Getty, obviously, but what was the story behind it starting in Los Angeles?
Sure. So J. Paul Getty is actually from Los Angeles. So our original location was the Getty Villa in Pacific Palisades, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary next year. And then the center was opened 25 years ago as a place to bring together our four programs: the Museum, Research Institute, Foundation, and Conservation Institute. We house our antiquities collection at the villa, and then the rest of our collections are displayed at the center in Brentwood.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I typically think of the Getty as the Getty Center, not the one in the Pacific Palisades, which I still need to go to, but it's pretty cool that there's two. And we're talking about a museum, but if people haven't been there yet, I mean, it's mind-blowing spectacular. I'm talking about the Getty Center, like some of the best views in Los Angeles. So can you just describe what people can expect from a visit? I mean, the art, the views, the gardens, and more at the Getty Center.
Yeah, absolutely. As I mentioned, we have the two locations, the Getty in Brentwood and the Villa in the Pacific Palisades. Admission is always free, parking is $20, and advance reservations are currently required at both locations. The center is open Tuesday through Sunday and presents world-class art, like you said, against the backdrop of modern architecture, gardens, and breathtaking views. We're located on a hill in the Santa Monica Mountains, and we have about 110 acres that house our four programs. Visitors can explore art from the Middle Ages today, experience current exhibitions. Right now, we have a fabulous exhibition on Cy Twombly, who is a modern artist, and a photography show called Working Together, the Photographs, the Camoinge Workshop. Our building was designed by architect Richard Meyer, and our central garden was created by California artist Robert Irwin. And the garden is really an evolving work of art. It's designed to change with the seasons, and every visit really offers different sights, sounds, and scents. And we have some of the best views of LA. So whether you're an art expert, a tourist, or someone looking for an afternoon away, we really offer something for everything, and we're always changing what's on view. So we really encourage you to come back time and again. The sunset may be different, a different time of day, or the garden's always going to look different, or an exhibit may have something that's really interesting to you.
Yeah, I mean, it's really spectacular. I mean, if you're going there for the art or the views are incredible. I can't think of another place that has views like that rival that. Maybe Griffith Observatory, but there's very few. I mean, it's just spectacular. And people obviously ask me all the time for advice on what to do in LA, and I'm like, if you're going on a date, you should take them up to the Getty. I mean, that's a perfect date. Like you go have a glass of wine up there, like you said, at sunset. I mean, it's like romantic. It's beautiful. If you want to go with your family, it's an awesome way. If you've got kids, to give them something educational, but there's still plenty of room to run around. And then, like we said, those spectacular views. One thing my son really loved was the tram that you take up. So there's, yeah, that tram is pretty popular.
Yeah, the tram's incredible. It runs, whenever the center is open, and it's basically like a giant elevator, but you get really cool views of the city, the 405, funnily. And you can take it back down, or we even let people know that you can walk down the hill if you want some more fresh air. So there's many ways to kind of experience the site.
Oh, that's cool. You can get an extra hike if you wanted to and really take in those
Yeah.
views. That's actually a really good tip because, a lot of people are into hiking, but a lot of the trails get busy now. I imagine that one's not busy at all because it's people who are coming from the Getty, right?
Yeah, you can walk up or down. I usually walk down just because it's a little easier, but
Yeah, that's one heck of a hike up. But yeah, that tram is really cool. It's like you're going up the side of the mountain. It almost looks futuristic. And then, you've got the views on the way up. So it's a really cool part of the experience. But so Brittany, we talked about how amazing the Getty is normally, but you guys always have special events and celebrations. And that's a really another cool reason to visit the Getty when one of those are being thrown. One I really love is the Off the 405 concert series, which is free. Can you share some of the special annual events the Getty has, including some of your personal favorites?
Yeah, totally. We offer pretty incredible programming year round. You know, from a basic level, if you're on site, you can take a free architecture collection or garden tour. I personally love the architecture tour at the center. We regularly offer free talks, performances, and drop-in family programming. And this summer, we brought back our free outdoor concert series, which is called Off the 405 for the first time since COVID. Tickets are currently available for the series finale, taking place next Saturday, August 27th. So great timing for this conversation. The event features a DJ set at 6 and performance by the jazz, dub, lo-fi, hip-hop collective. That was a mouthful. Dancing on the corner. At 7:30. The series concludes this month, but we decided to extend our hours on Saturday nights. So every Saturday, the center is open until 8, and it's a really great opportunity to see some art, bring a picnic. We allow outside food. You could bring a blanket or catch the sunset because, you know, the sun's starting to set earlier and earlier. So open till 8, you have that opportunity. One of my favorite things is our annual outdoor theater production. It's presented under the stars at the Getty Villa in Pacific Palisades. This year, we're presenting an adaptation of Sophocles' Oedipus, kind of a dark play, but we're working with Deaf West Theater, who's a Tony Award-winning Los Angeles theater company, and it's presented in ASL, or American Sign Language, and spoken English. So I think it's going to be really powerful. And they're reimagining it as a murder mystery, political thriller, psychological whodunit. So it will be kind of a contemporary take on a classic tale. And that opens on September 8th.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah, we're definitely got to talk about the Getty Villa because I haven't been there yet. So with the 405 and those other special events, they're free, but you have to like make a reservation online ahead of time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they get pretty popular. So if you're listening, make sure you go to their website and check out the schedule because they book up. I mean, it's really an incredible experience because not only do you have everything we talked about with the Getty, but then you've got live music and then people usually eat and drink there. So it's really, really spectacular. But Brittany, let's talk about the Getty in Malibu because is it Malibu or Pacific Palisades?
Pacific Palisades, technically.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I always called it the Getty in Malibu. So that's the Getty Villa. And I'm almost embarrassed to say it, but I've been to the Getty Center at least a dozen times. I've never been to the Getty Villa. It's been on my bucket list forever. Can you share with us the history of the Getty Villa? I know you talked about it a little bit, but how is it different from the Getty Center, which is on top of a mountain, basically?
Yeah, so the Getty Villa is in the Pacific Palisades, which is Malibu adjacent. It's a I think a few miles north of where sunset hits the PCH. So it's right off the ocean. You know, if you're spending a day in Malibu, it's a great, you know, you could spend the entire day there or you could stop by for a few hours. But I always say that you feel like you're transported to Italy or, you know, you're in LA, but you feel like you're somewhere else altogether. It's really a one of a kind location. We feature our ancient Greek and Roman art there. We have several gardens, and you can feel the ocean while you're visiting. The building itself is the recreation of a Roman country house based on ancient examples. And as I mentioned earlier, it was the original home of the Getty Museum. We feature 4,000 years of art from antiquity, from the Stone Age to the final days of the Roman Empire. And outside, we have a large garden featuring a reflecting pool, colonnaded walkways, frescoes and views of the Pacific Ocean. We have a cafe and bookstore on site, and it's just a really great experience. Like you feel like you're in Europe. You feel
Yeah,
like
so
you're back in
beautiful. I mean, I've
time.
seen pictures of it. It looks like so he actually lived there, J. Paul Getty, back in the day.
He never lived there. I believe he built it when he was alive. And he started sending his art collection there. But he built the ranch house, which is also on the site, and then eventually the museum.
So spectacular. Okay, I'm definitely going before the summer is over. So is that the same where you got to make online reservations ahead of time?
Yeah, advance reservations are required at both locations. They're free. Our parking is $20. But fun fact, if you go to one location in a day, you can go to both and use your parking for both. So that's kind of a unique challenge. If you hop on sunset, you can get from one to the other in about 25 minutes.
Oh, that's a great tip. That's almost like, you know, how people always talk about surfing and skiing in the same day in Los Angeles. Never actually met anyone who's done it, but it can be done. So that's another challenge, is go to both Getty locations and you'll get free parking. That's an awesome tip. So Brittany, this is also the 25th anniversary of the Getty Center. So not only are you doing all these spectacular things at that location, but you guys have got this really cool program that you're doing this year only, as far as I know, where you're doing special promotions throughout the city, like with little neighborhoods and areas. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. So the Getty opened in 1997. So 2022 is our 25th year, and we're celebrating summer all year long and really inviting everyone in LA to celebrate with us. So what that looks like is we partnered with organizations across LA to host 10 free weekend art festivals. Each features hands-on art workshops, live music and performances. We created this really cool immersive digital experience that we're bringing to each festival. And they've taken place all over LA from May to September. So we were in Long Beach, Wilmington, San Gabriel Valley, Crenshaw, and our last festival is in Watts on August 27 and 28 in Watts. And you're invited to attend. It's free. No reservations are required. And it's really, you know, our way of, you know, saying thank you to LA for 25 years of art. And we really wanted to bring the art into the communities. Ending the series with a family festival at the center in mid-September. We still haven't announced details for that, but definitely keep an eye out and we can send you more information as soon as we have it.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'd love to share that with our audience. Yeah, that's really cool. I love the way you guys are doing that, because one of the best things about living in Los Angeles is just all these different neighborhoods and the diversity, and you get with each one, like each neighborhood's different. So it's really cool that like an iconic location like the Getty Center is working with all these different neighborhoods to, like you said, bring art to each of them. So that's really, really cool. And I definitely want to make it out to a few of those before it's over. Now, you've given us some great tips already, and the Getty's so amazing to visit anytime you go. But can you share a few, like maybe a few more personal tips or hacks for visiting the Getty, maybe the best time to visit or works that people must see absolutely, or any other tips you have?
Sure. Some of these I've already said, but I can share a few. Reservations are required at both locations, so it's best to book ahead. You know, weekends tend to fill up faster, so if you want to go on a Saturday or Sunday, I would look a little earlier. Reservations are free and parking is $20 per car. And if you visit both locations in one day, your parking for the first location works for both. A lot of people visit over the weekend, but it's always a great experience to visit during the week. You've got the museum more to yourself, which I personally always really like. The Getty Center is now open Saturday nights until 8. So it's a really great opportunity to come late, stay late, you know, bring a picnic. We allow picnic blankets, picnic baskets. You can't bring your own alcohol, but we do sell it at our restaurants. And I love telling people that the Central Garden was designed to be a living, breathing work of art. So whenever you come, it's going to be a different experience. You'll see different things blooming, which is really wonderful. We have an active exhibition schedule, so we're always featuring new things, whether it's a new exhibition or rotating the galleries in some of our permanent collection galleries. So we really encourage you to come often, you know, and explore what's new. I think every time you come, there's something more new or different to discover. And as I mentioned earlier, I love the tram, but you can also walk up and down the hill. If you walk down the hill at the center, you can see our helipad, get some fresh air, take in the views, and maybe even spot some deer on the hillside. And we also have an audio guide. So we have the Getty Guide app. So we have all sorts of ways to experience, you know, and learn more about whether it's a current exhibition or an architecture tour. And for our 25th anniversary, we have a new audio tour. And I actually helped work on a photo tour with our architect and head of events, who've both been there for a very long time. And we basically walked the site several times and found the 25 spots that are the most photogenic. Mm-hmm. So like we said, we have some of the best views in LA, and we have these little like dots on the ground that now help you find like the best places to take photos.
Oh, what a great idea.
So that was really fun to find, you know, those secret little corners you might not have stumbled upon before.
Yeah, now I have to go back and find the dots, because every time I go to the Getty Center, I take a bunch of pictures. And those are such great tips. I mean, I love that you guys are staying open later on Saturdays, because guys, you got to go out there on the sunset at least once. I mean, it is just spectacular to see the sunset at the Getty.
I agree. I love watching it from the Cactus Garden behind our photography galleries. You've got this like really cool like sight line of the architecture, and we have this really cool looking cactus garden, and then you see the 405 and the city behind you. It's just really stunning.
Yeah, it's incredible. You could go there just for the views, really. Okay, Brittany, thanks for sharing so many amazing tips about the Getty with us, but let's get back to LA. This question's for you, because I know you must love it here if you move from an amazing city like San Diego. Usually people are like, oh, I moved from Michigan or somewhere in Ohio or something. Nothing against them, but you know, obviously they're moving for the weather. But so you really love LA. Can you tell us what your dream day in LA would be like? From getting up to going to bed, what would you do and where would you go to make it your dream day in Los Angeles?
Sure. I have a two-part answer. You know, I used to live on the East Side, and like so many people in LA, I've kind of fallen in that trap of really getting like stuck in my neighborhood. So when I moved to Santa Monica, I've kind of done something similar, but you know, I live in Northern Santa Monica, and my favorite way to spend a day in my current neighborhood would be to visit Palisades Park. Do you ever go over there?
Palisades Park? It sounds familiar. Is that the hiking one?
No. So basically from the Santa Monica Pier to San Vicente, there's this park above the cliffs in Santa Monica.
Oh, yeah. I've driven underneath that, obviously, and driven by it, but I've never been up there, I don't think.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. It's kind of this bluffside park that stretches, it must be like a mile along the bluff. And so you see beautiful views of the ocean. You know, there's all these palm trees, so you can hang up a hammock, bring a picnic, go on a walk, take the California incline down. So my ideal like day is spending some time there, walking down to the beach, down the California incline, or hanging out on Montana Avenue. My favorite coffee shop is called Primo Paso. And there's a bunch of great restaurants there, like one called R&D Kitchen, which is, feels like a very like local spot. But a dream day in LA, I feel like it's different, right? What you would do in your neighborhood versus like the like ideal day. So when I think of a dream day, so during COVID, we launched this project called 12 Sunsets. And it's a website that invites visitors to explore Sunset Boulevard. And it includes photographs taken by the LA artist Ed Ruscha, where he basically drove from Sunset from Chinatown to the PCH back and forth, taking comprehensive photos of the street over 60 years.
Wow.
So basically you can go on the website and they have this kind of like little car and you can drive down the street, you can change the years. But we launched that over COVID and it really made me think about, you know, those really long streets in LA that really circumnavigate the city. And Sunset's one of my personal favorites. I used to work at the Broad and I lived in Los Feliz. So it'd take Sunset from Los Feliz to Chinatown. When I started at the Getty, I would take Sunset from, you know, East Hollywood to Brentwood. And I just love that street and the idea of taking it all the way, you know, from the bustling bars and restaurants in Echo Park to the Sunset Strip and the winding section through Beverly Hills and Westwood where you can kind of cruise. And finally, the end where the road opens up in front of you. Mm-hmm. I think anyone, you know, who has the time or curiosity, just taking Sunset or any of those streets, to me would be an ideal way to spend a day, you know, especially if you're dreaming of no traffic.
Yeah, but that's a great point, because you can see so much of the city just taking one of these type of streets like Wilshire or Sunset. So yeah, that's a really great point and a great way to spend the day if you love to explore LA like we do. So great answer, Brittany. Thanks for so much for coming on. Now, where's the best place for people to go who want to follow everything that the Getty Center's got going on and, you know, the Getty and Pacific Palisades, because you guys have so many activities happening all the time, like we talked about. Where's the best place for people to keep up with that?
Of course, you can visit our website at getty.edu. If you head to our visit section, you can make advanced reservations and find out more about each of our sites. And you can follow us on social media at Getty Museum.
All right. Thank you so much, Brittany. We love the Getty, and thank you for coming on and telling us all about it.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. And I hope that to see you or your subscribers at the Getty soon.
You will definitely see me there. All right. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Welcome back, my friends. You know, I truly love getting the opportunity to talk to people who work with and have inside knowledge about some of the most iconic locations in Los Angeles. I've been to the Getty Center many, many times, and I still learned so much from our guest today. Brittany, I hope you did as well. Brittany, thank you again for coming on. Thank you to the Getty. Happy 25th birthday to the Getty Center. Guys, you already know, go out and visit the Getty Center. Go out and see the Getty Villa. They are spectacular gifts to the city of Los Angeles, and they are completely free. You can blow away out-of-town visitors. You can take a day for a sunset stroll. You can take your family for a nice picnic with a view and some cultural enrichment. It really is one of the most special places, well, two of the most special places in our city. If you want to find out more about the Getty and visiting, you heard our friend Brittany, just go to getty.edu, click on visit, and you can see both locations and make free reservations to come visit yourself. You can also find them on Instagram at Getty Museum. All right, my friends, it's time for my hack for this episode. So believe it or not, I have never been to the Getty Villa in Pacific Palisades before. I've been to the Getty Center many times, but for some reason, just never made it out to the villa. But after that conversation with Brittany, I immediately booked my free reservation and my family and I just went. So now that it's fresh in my head, I'm gonna take you step by step on visiting the Getty Villa. So first off, when you go to the Getty Villa, you have to make a reservation online. Go to getty.edu. And of course, if you go on a weekday, there's gonna be more availability than a weekend. And if you wanna be there with less people, a weekday is always better. But even with a weekend, and we went on a Sunday, we were able to reserve our slot with less than a week's notice. So I don't know if it's always like that, but for us this time, middle of summer, and we were able to reserve a weekend slot with pretty short notice. We reserved our reservation for 10:30 a.m. because we like to go early before there are big crowds, and I'll explain in a minute why that was a very, very good call. So to go, it's free admission, but you do have to pay for parking, which is $20. We prepaid our parking online when we made the reservation. They then email you the tickets and your parking pass if you pre-purchase that, and you're all set to go. Okay, the Getty Villa is right off PCH, past Santa Monica, into the Pacific Palisades. Now, if you know anything about this area, you know traffic can be insane because of all the people taking PCH to go down to the Malibu beaches. That's one of the reasons why it was so great to go early. We arrived at the gate about 10:15 a.m., and there was barely any traffic on PCH. There was also no line of cars to get into the villa parking check-in, so we were able to drive right up to it. Once you park, you walk up some stairs or take an elevator to the entrance. I recommend you walk if you can because there's a beautiful garden to walk through and you can turn around and see the ocean as well as you're going into the Getty. Once they scan your ticket, you will walk into the Villa Museum grounds. Now, you will see the exhibits inside the buildings, and outside there are these magnificent courtyards with incredibly luxurious pools surrounded by lush gardens. And if you took my first advice and you reserve for an early spot, I highly recommend you start taking photos by the pools and the outdoor courtyards first, because later on as more people come, it's really difficult to get a good picture without having people in the pictures. The first half an hour to 45 minutes we were there, we didn't have that problem. We could easily take photos of the courtyards and the gardens, and there wasn't a lot of people. Then later on we went in to see the exhibits. Also, another tip, one of the best pictures you could take is on the second floor looking down on the courtyard below. When we first got there, I noticed a couple up there and they were the only ones. They had it all to themselves. By the time we actually made it up there, it was much harder to take a picture, and I imagine it just got more and more difficult as it got later into the day and more people came into the villa. So the Getty Villa was much bigger than I imagined it would be. We went through the exhibits and courtyards fairly quickly and we were still there almost 2 hours. We were there with my son, so we don't normally stay at stuff too long so he doesn't get bored. It's kind of a compromise we have. He goes and does adult stuff with us, that we're interested in, but we make sure not to stay too long. But anyway, if you took your time looking at all the exhibits and wandering the grounds and maybe even having lunch at their cafe, you could probably spend half a day there. I mean, no problem at all, because it, like I said, it's pretty large. When we were leaving about lunchtime, it was much more crowded, like I was saying, and on the way out, we actually saw a line of cars to get in. And like I pointed out, when we came early, there was no line in the car. You know, we just drove right up. So my number one tip is to go visit the Getty Villa. It's totally worth it. And I can't believe it took me this long myself to go. Number two, if you're interested in getting great photos, definitely go on off hours, preferably on a weekday. But if you can't swing that, go super early on a weekend, right when they open at 10 a.m. or as close to 10 a.m. as you can. Okay, guys, I hope this episode has inspired you to get out to the Getty Center and get out to the Getty Villa, because they really are one of the most spectacular gifts we have here in Los Angeles. Take care, and I'll talk to you again soon on the next episode.